Hello there. Have you ever wanted something so much that you didn't even think whether it made sense or not? Well, little Timmy was all excited because company had come. His favorite relatives were spending the afternoon and had just eaten a wonderful meal. Now it was time to have a few games. Someone mentioned croquet. Now, no one had played croquet for a long time, but it was one of Timmy's favorite games, and he thought he knew just where it was. He was almost sure it was upstairs in the attic.
I'll just go on upstairs and look and be the first one to find it.
It must be down in the cellar. I'll look down there.
Here I am. This is where Daddy has been building on a new room. I think it might be over there in that box in the corner. It's kind of dark, but here goes.
Meanwhile, downstairs in the dining room, Timmy's mother, aunt, and grandmother were sitting around the table talking. They had just been admiring the little clay pottery that Timmy had made in kindergarten and the print of his own little hand he had made at school. It was placed proudly by his mother in the middle of the table.
Yes, Timmy is doing quite well at school and seems to be well-behaved and obedient.
Just then there was a crashing, tearing sound and a yell overhead. 2 feet and a small boy's body came crashing through the ceiling.
Ah!
And Tim landed on the table, breaking his little clay hand into pieces.
What were you doing up there in that room?
Are you hurt?
No, I'm just surprised. I thought it would hold me up.
Timmy wasn't hurt. The table had broken his fall. A little boy found out that he had a strong will. Now, we have all gone our own ways, and the Lord has laid on his son Jesus the sins of us all. All you need to do is take the gift of salvation and everlasting life that God offers you. Just bow your head right now and pray after me. Dear Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong things I have done. Please forgive me. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. And I thank you that I am now your child.